You are listening to Raven Radio, KCAW, Sitka. I'm Catherine Rose, and I'm here this morning joined remotely by Anna Laffrey, Anna, who is in Juneau right now. Right, Anna?
That's right. Good morning.
Good morning. And you're in Juneau right now for a special reporting assignment, which actually kind of coincidentally lined up really nicely with the Region 5 tournament this past weekend. We're going to talk about that in a minute, but can you tell me a little bit more about why you're in Juneau right now?
Sure. I've found there's a lot going on in Juneau, and the thing that drew me here is the legislative session and a program that's offered by the Alaska Center for Excellence in Journalism, funded by the Alaska Community Foundation, that sends two local news reporters to the Capitol during the winter legislative session each year. So I'm the first one to come up this winter, and I'll be followed by a Chilkat Valley news reporter who will also spend 1 month living and working out of the Capitol, living nearby, and following bills and budgeting and all of the state politics that kind of seem mystical from afar, but have a big influence on what happens at the local level. So learning a lot, and also super glad to be able to attend the Region 5 basketball tournament for the 2A, 3A, and 4A schools that was held at Juneau Douglas High School, Yada'at Kahle, this past weekend, Thursday through Saturday. The Sitka and Mount Edgecombe teams faced off in the 3A Region 5 championship.
And remind me, something changed this year with Region 5, right? So that Sitka and Mount Edgecombe are the only teams in Region 5?
In recent years, as a result of some school sizes changing, Sitka and Mount Edgecombe have been left to be the only two teams that compete in the 3A Region 5, which is the Southeast Conference.
It sounds like there were some pretty close games this weekend. Let's talk about the boys' series of games. How did things fare for both of the schools?
Absolutely. It's a pretty electric atmosphere. There's lots of parents from members of both Sitka and Mount Edgecombe teams in the audience. Lots of Juneau supporters turning out, and just that kind of full gymnasium atmosphere with people cycling in and out constantly until midnight most nights of this tournament, and then with the larger schools like Ketchikan and Juneau playing in the 1A regions at the same time. The Sitka and Mount Edgecombe teams had faced off three times before regions this season. The girls and the boys played in the three-game Battle of the Bridge series, and that was at home in the Sitka and Mount Edgecombe gyms in February. And the Mount Edgecombe boys and girls teams won all three of their Battle of the Bridge games over Sitka. So both the Sitka boys and Sitka girls had something to prove coming into regions. They knew that they could beat Mount Edgecombe, but they hadn't done it yet. And the Sitka boys were the first to succeed. They drew first blood in the Region 5 championship on Thursday night, beating Mount Edgecombe 72-53. And the Sitka boys led out strong. They were ahead 33-21 at halftime, and they piled on the points in the third quarter and really had a commanding win over Mount Edgecombe on Thursday to start out the region tournament. So a huge accomplishment for that team, led by senior forward Trey Johnson, who had 32 points in the game on Thursday. Really high shooting percentage for all the members of the team. And after the game, I talked to some of the Sitka athletes, and they said that they could feel a shift in the team's energy going into that game against Mount Edgecombe. They came out ready to go, piped up, confident, and that's what won the game, is what those athletes said, as they're on a new court here in Juneau. They were pretty relentless, and the Braves couldn't quite climb out of the hole in that game. So Sitka took the win on Thursday.
So did Sitka maintain its lead on Friday night?
They did not. The Braves clawed back on Friday and evened the score in this best of three game series. The Braves won 82-67 over Sitka on Friday. And after the game, the coach, Marshall Vest, who's new with Edgecombe this year, said that the Braves brought some of the momentum that they gained late in that loss on Thursday and kind of picked right back up where they had left off from the top of the game. On Friday, the Braves were really finding the net. Their shots were landing. And Coach Vest said that's something that can be challenging for athletes who are playing on a new court. It looks different, different environment, and just seeing the shots go in on an unfamiliar court can help athletes get over some mental block. And that helped the Braves execute what we've been seeing throughout the season, pushing the ball, getting rebounds, and working very well together to get the job done. So that left the score even going into Saturday. And this is an if game on Saturday, only to be played if each team has won one game. So I was excited to get to watch a third matchup between Mount Edgecombe and Sitka, and other fans were as well. Sitka took an early lead in Saturday's game, but the Braves came back quickly by the bottom of the first quarter and established a lead in the second quarter. But really neck and neck game again. But the Braves in that championship game on Saturday outscored Sitka 19-7 in the third quarter. And that may have been it. The Wolves were fighting until the very end, with the last minute of the game on Saturday seeing three-pointers by both Sitka players, Shane Tincher and Kai Hirai. And we saw Trey Johnson dunk at the end of that game, but the Sitka team was still 10 points behind and couldn't get it on Saturday. So the Braves emerged victorious in Region 5. Junior Caden Herman led the Braves with 23 points. And Herman, a couple weeks ago, logged his 1,000th career point as just a junior in high school. So he's really been watching his shots fall and is super humble about it.
Wow.
We had Royce Ahlstrom behind Herman with 20 points on Saturday. Xavier Gunderson with 18, Guy Goldsberry with 7, Eldon Andrew had 2, and Carlos Sandoval had 2.
So it sounds like quite a nail-biter, that final game, but it sounds like also maybe Sitka might get another chance to play Mount Edgecombe this year because they got the at-large bid, right?
That's right. The Sitka team didn't know on Saturday whether their season was over. After the loss to Edgecombe, Edgecombe won, punched their ticket to state and earned that trip up to Anchorage. But the Wolves had to wait until Sunday for the announcement of the at-large bids for all the different divisions. And Sitka is ranked 4th in 3A and earned an at-large bid and found out on Sunday that they'll also be traveling up to the state championship tournament.
Okay, so both boys' teams are going to be playing at state next week. How about the girls? How did things go down in Juneau at Region 5 last weekend with the Mount Edgecombe girls' team and the Sitka High girls' teams?
So the Edgecombe girls were also undefeated by Sitka going into Region 5. The Sitka girls led out in the first game between the two teams on Thursday. Sitka was ahead 26-21 at the half, but the Braves girls had a big third quarter and they led their way to a win over Sitka 64-57 on Thursday night in Juneau. Friday, the Sitka girls knew it was do or die. They did not believe they'd have an at-large bid to the state championship, and having lost one game to Mount Edgecombe already, it was basically an elimination game for the Wolves. And we saw the Wolves girls put together 4 quarters of really great basketball on Friday and work together well as a team, play their game, and show Mount Edgecombe what they could do.
So it's sounding like the Sitka Wolves are, as of Friday night, about to win the second game.
They are. Yeah. So a lot of that win was was due to a 12-4 run at the beginning of the second quarter by Sitka. We had steals by Sitka freshman Addie Marks, baskets from sophomore Kaylee Brady, and a lot of leadership from senior Allie Mayville, also a leader in scoring throughout the season. But Addie Marks led Sitka to that victory with 16 points. Brady had 13. Junior Penelope Blankenship had 11. And both Mayville and freshman Kenzie Phippen had 6 points. And that we saw the team just refuse to go down on Friday night. They knew that if they lost, they'd go home. And they pulled through and they won. And after that game, Sitka coach Ryan Myers said that the team had figured out how to deal with the pressure that Edgecombe puts on with their defense. And the Sitka girls were attacking the basket, and it came together. And the girls had been working very hard to get to that point and to prove what they could do. So very proud coach there. And that energy really continued into Saturday. Again, we saw Sitka lead out. Sitka was ahead by 1 point in the second quarter, but the Mount Edgecombe Braves in the final game, the tiebreaker title game on Saturday night, charged back from their deficit and ended up in a 30-20 lead going into halftime. And from there, the Braves girls did not surrender their lead. There were a lot of three-pointers going in on that Saturday game. The first quarter saw two from Mount Edgecombe junior Gracelyn Frisky, one from junior Ashlyn Lone Wolf. Also lots of scoring by Sitka athletes Blankenship, Brady, Marks, and Mayville. Gracelyn Frisky led the girls to their victory. Frisky had 19 points. Senior Tahira Akirin and the team captain, she had 17 points. And the girls all credited her leadership to a lot of the success the team has had this season to be ranked third in 3A going into states. Also Saturday, we had junior Charity Mila with 6 points, freshman Zoya Tezroyluk with 3 points, freshman Evangeline Hank with 3 points, and Lucy Capelli with 2 points. And the Braves carried their lead to a 51-41 win over Sitka. And that marked the end of the road for the Sitka Wolves team, as they did not receive an at-large bid to continue in the state championship next week. However, the Lady Braves punched their ticket and are looking forward to competing at state, going in ranked third in 3A.
So three teams in Region 5 to watch at state next week. Anna, can you share a quick preview of what that's going to look like for both boys teams and the girls team next week, starting on Wednesday the 18th, right?
Yes, that's right. Wednesday, March 18th, the Mount Edgecombe girls team will play first. They play at 8 a.m. on Wednesday the 18th. Since they're ranked third, they'll start playing the sixth-seeded Kenai Cardinals. And the Edgecombe girls are looking at their toughest competition from Barrow, Monroe Catholic, and Grace Christian going into the state tournament. Those are the teams to beat. On the boys' side, we have the Mount Edgecombe Braves boys playing first. They're ranked first going into the 3A championship, and their game against Houston, ranked eighth, tips off at 9:30 a.m. on Wednesday the 18th. Sitka will follow up with a game at 11 a.m. against Delta Junction. Sitka is ranked fourth and Delta is ranked fifth. And if Mount Edgecombe and Sitka both win their games on Wednesday morning, the two hometown rival teams will advance to face off in the semifinals in a game that's scheduled for 6:15 p.m. on Thursday, March 19th.
So if any listeners want to tune in, I'm sure plenty will, where can they find these games? Are they broadcast on YouTube or?
There's a website called nfhsnetwork.com, and that is a subscription-based site where all of the state championship games will stream live. You can watch archived games from Region 5 Championship as well. I believe it's about $10 a month to access those videos, and we'll have updates as we can in the daily print edition of the Sitka Sentinel, and shortly after they'll be posted online.
Well, Anna, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me this morning about Region 5 and kind of give us a teaser for the state championship happening next week up in Anchorage. Anything else you'd like to add before we sign off this morning?
Go Wolves, go Braves. It's just super proud to be watching all these young people developing and working really hard.